Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
And now, your daily dose of debate, breaking news, and uncensored views. This is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth. A great day where, at least for many Americans, the fact that Congress has finally shut down the possibilities of a shutdown. Yes, the government will keep operating at a time when we really do need the government to operate. Can I mention the hack again? The huge cybersecurity attack on the United States, which apparently was perpetrated by Russia, that we need a government operating. And we're going to have that at least till the end of September. Yeah, they funded the government through the end of the fiscal year. That's a good thing. And most people also feel that, with some reservations about some wasteful and questionable programs, including the three martini lunch tax dodge, which the Wall Street Journal, which I think you could say they're pretty pro-business, actually just slammed. And good for them in doing that. We will get to that story. With all of that going on, there is a sense that, okay, there's money coming in the mail. People won't get evicted. People will have an extension of unemployment insurance. The won't run out. It's going to be at a $300 a week supplement, not a $600 a week supplement. But okay, John Kennedy on Fox News got in the Santa Claus spirit a little bit. He's the conservative, always quotable. I enjoy listening to Senator Kennedy because he's one of those colorful figures that you don't see so often in politics anymore. This is clip five, the senator from Louisiana. Listen.
Is this real help, or is this just optics for senators in Washington to make it look like they're bringing real help to the American people? Which is it?
Oh, it's real help. It's $1 trillion, for God's sakes. What is that, $1,000 million? And there is no money, Ferry. We don't have this money. We don't have 5% of it. Sandra, we had to borrow. It is real help. Will it be enough? I think it will be, but we're just going to have to wait and see.
I should suggest the question is, what's the real economic impact of this, Senator? When, considering we're still in the middle of a pandemic and we're spiking as far as coronavirus cases across the country, many restaurants that survived this still can't open their doors.
Well, restaurants are going to get money through the PPP, the Help for Small Business. Folks who are unemployed are going to get enough money to help them through the current surge. They'll be available for a vaccine very, very soon. We're going to spend more money on vaccine distribution. I think it will be enough, but nobody knows.
Yeah. Okay. One of the things that is supposed to have an impact and to help the restaurants, which have really been struggling, is this tax deduction. And the Wall Street Journal today, in their lead editorial, and this is the editorial board, it's not just one columnist, they say that President Trump has been pushing this for months, and Treasury Secretary Steven Mnuchin made it a priority in negotiations. Perhaps Mr. Trump recalls fondly the days when real estate and other executives could write off lunch or dinner at the 21 Club. Go ahead and order that Clos de Tar 2005. I don't even know what that is. I think it's a kind of wine. You can write it off. In the 1970s, this became known as the three martini lunch. Deductions when Jimmy Carter campaigned against it in 1976. The full deduction finally went away under President Reagan during his Reagan tax reforms in the 1980s. Now the deduction is returning. Quote, for food or beverages provided by a restaurant for the next 2 years through the end of 2022. The claim is that this will help struggling restaurants revive after the pandemic ends by giving businesses an extra incentive to leave the office for lunch. The estimated cost is $6 billion in foregone tax revenue, which is spare change for Congress this year. Wall Street Journal says this is bad tax policy now or any time. Of course it is, because the only people who can really take advantage of this, you could say it may help the restaurants, but the only people who can take advantage of this are people who are in a very high tax bracket and are doing very well to be able to afford this kind of expensive restaurant lunch anyway. And it's to include it in part of this relief package, and it, at a cost of $6 billion, again, that's $6,000 million. Really? No, I don't think it's great news. I'll tell you what else is not great news and is not really in the holiday spirit is some of the extremists on the left who, there's this story and it's from Red State, but you can check the sources and it all happened. It happened in West Allis, Wisconsin. And they report that the people in West Allis, Wisconsin have a lovely holiday tradition. They have a neighborhood they've dubbed Candy Cane Lane. We have a neighborhood in Seattle that's Candy Cane Lane. I think there's one in kind of every city, right? From just after Thanksgiving to just after Christmas, everybody decorates up a storm. It's one of those places, I'm sure, where they have lots and lots of lights, which my wife loves to go looking at. It's quite the sight to see. People come from all around just to visit. But it's not just the decorations. Visitors are encouraged to donate to childhood cancer research and blood diseases as they drive through the area for the Midwest Athletes Against Childhood Cancer. They raised $121,000 last year. Isn't that beautiful? And they've raised almost a few million since they started in 1984. So you'd think that the last thing that anybody would want to be, would do, would be to disrupt. But then Black Lives Matter has a different view of the world. Members of the People's Revolution, a Wisconsin BLM group, showed up at the event on Friday night. These are eyewitness reports. One man shared a post that said, "So my son and I were playing in the living room, and we heard all of a sudden very loud music and people chanting from the outside. We opened up the front door to see what all the commotion was about coming down Candy Cane Lane. It was a Black Lives Matter march going up and down my block and through Candy Cane Lane. These people saw my back the badge sign and Trump 2020 sign, and they began to shout at us. They began to give us the middle finger and shouted, 'F you, F the police, F Trump.'" Really? "I'm holding my one-year-old son in my arms. Glad to see how peaceful and respectful these people and protests really are. LOL. What a bunch of pieces of beep." They chanted, "Black Lives Matter, no justice, no peace. Whose lane? Our lane?" Okay, how is it your lane? You didn't put up the decorations. You're not collecting for childhood cancer, for God's sake. Whose streets? Our streets. One of their members on a live stream said they were as loud as can be, waking up each block with holiday cheer, screaming, "No justice, no peace," until all around they were giving the gifts of, quote, "our demands." This is what they said. They had posted, "We're giving the gifts of our demands for black and brown lives." Actually, I'm sure there are black and brown lives who would be benefited from the Midwest Athletes Against Childhood Cancer. But never mind. There was also another confrontation in another part of the country, not so much in the Christmas spirit. In Cal Anderson Park, now I salute the Seattle PD, the SPD, what a great job they did clearing out the park from the homeless encampment. But it turns out they had a new confrontation with some Antifa people who wanted to, it seems, kind of take back possession at least of one part of the park. How did it happen? And how did it center around a game which I particularly dislike? We will get to that and more coming up on the MedVet Show. 1-800-955-1776.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, and when I invented my pillow, I wanted to have everything you'd ever want in a pillow. You can adjust the patented fill to your exact individual needs. You can wash and dry my pillow. It has a 10-year warranty not to go flat, and it's made in the USA. And now, for a limited time, you can get a queen-size premium my pillow for the lowest price ever. Regularly $69.98, now only $29.98. That's a $40 savings. I'm also giving you deep discounts on all my MyPillow products, including my bed sheets, mattress toppers, and bath towels. Not only are you getting the lowest prices ever, but they make the best Christmas gifts ever. Buy now, and I'll extend my 60-day money-back guarantee to March 1st, 2021.
Call 800-320-6280. Use the promo code MEDVED. Call 800-320-6280. Promo code MEDVED. On the MedVet Show, we like to call attention to numbers, statistics that are optimistic about our country. Well, here's one that's not so optimistic, but it's very, very real. There are now 100 million Americans who suffer from ongoing pain due to aging, exercise, overexertion. Now, Relief Factor can help, particularly with the exercise-related pain or the general muscle aches and pains that many of us experience. I use Relief Factor myself, and I'm proud to do so because this is a great natural product with no medicines or drugs, no addictive qualities at all. Click on the banner at our website at michaelmedved.com for Relief Factor. Order that quick start. Get thanked by listeners for this all the time. I hope you become one of those thankful listeners too. Call 833-654-PAIN. It's toll free. 833-654-PAIN. Or go to the website michaelmedved.com and click on the big banner for Relief Factor.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
I love those J-I-N-G-L-E bells. Oh, those holiday J-I-N-G-L-E bells. Oh, those happy J-I-N-G-L-E. B-B-L-L-S. I love those J-I-N-G-L-E bells.
Well, there's a new movie that uses J-A-N-G-L-E, and it's not about bells, it's about a legendary toy maker. It's one of those big offerings on Netflix. We're going to review it tomorrow. It's called Jingle Jangle, A Journey to Christmas. Is that a journey worth taking on Netflix in a film with Forrest Whitaker and Felicia Rashad and Keegan-Michael Key and many others? Set in a quasi-Dickensian British city. We'll tell you all about it. That's coming up tomorrow on the Medved Show. Less in the Christmas spirit than J-I-N-G-L-E bells are handcuffs, which was the result of a little meeting between the wonderful neighbors at Antifa. And by the way, I want to be very clear. I'm saying that sarcastically. I don't think Antifa is wonderful neighbors. I think they are an extremely lamentable group of people. And I have very, very little sympathy with anything about them. I have a great deal of sympathy with the police, who, having cleaned up Cal Anderson Park on Capitol Hill in downtown Seattle, after having achieved that, and it's a tremendous achievement since basically this has been occupied since June. The park had been closed, and yet there had been scores and scores of tents and fires and property destruction and untold needles. They're still trying to clean up the garbage and still trying to clean up the graffiti. But last night, they saw that despite the fact that the park was closed, there were a whole bunch of Antifa people wearing the uniform. They call it the Black Block. And the uniform is black hoodies, black sweatshirts, black pants, black boots, everything. And this, by the way, for people who are overwhelmingly, of course, white in complexion. But with the Black Block gathered there, there were some people who were on the soccer field kicking around a soccer ball. It apparently they were not playing an actual game. And then there were others who were putting up signs, and signs that said things like housing is a right, and other and another one that said housing is a cure. They were putting this on nearby fences, which of course is not legal in a place that they have just cleaned up and where the park is closed. So this is the way the scene and the confrontation that unfolded at Cal Anderson Park was described by Como Television. Listen.
Despite Cal Anderson Park being closed since June, many people continue to enjoy the playfield. That's until Sunday.
And they, like, tried to sneak around the back of there and, like, come this way.
James says he was one of 15 people all dressed in black playing soccer when dozens of officers showed up.
The message is sufficient for everybody. The park is closed.
You guys, you gotta leave. You gotta go. And we're just kind of sitting there joking around, like, why do we have to leave? We're out here playing soccer. We're not even doing nothing. We're just protesting.
But then it got ugly. Police say someone spat on them. People were pepper sprayed. One man was pushed into a pole and knocked unconscious. Seven were arrested for obstruction and trespass. Passing.
And you believe there's been selective enforcement here?
Oh, yeah, of course. Absolutely. They know who we are. Anybody that's wearing black is not allowed to be here.
Park crews spent the day trying to remove painted graffiti and make repairs to the park that had an encampment in place since May.
I don't think the city has solved the problem by sweeping the park. They really removed it from the view of the people who are offended by it.
Says a neighbor, we found only one sign saying the 7.5-acre park was closed. We did see police try and make contact with people living in two tents just feet away from the park boundary. The occupants weren't there. Soccer players called out police on selective enforcement.
Tomorrow, I better see that same energy with the dog walking.
Following Sunday's arrest, people were seen jogging and enjoying the playfield as they did all weekend.
Okay, the idea that they were actually playing a soccer game appears to be a fiction and propaganda. Sunday's confrontation followed a clearing of the park Friday, in which police ordered people living in the park to leave while city workers removed fencing, barricades, and debris. Police said they arrested 24 people, including protesters. I mean, honest to goodness, Does it sound like with seven people arrested that this was just a bunch of innocent soccer players? While neighborhood residents have been using the park, people can be seen walking a dog in the same video while the soccer game is being played. And again, it does not appear to have been a game. Michaud said the park technically remains closed and officers are to enter the park and tell people inside to leave. And that is a detective for the Seattle Police Department, who basically is doing what ought to be done. Apparently, the one individual who was injured in this melee received treatment, but nothing, fortunately, serious. Look, the whole idea that somehow, because you claim to be representing anti-fascism, that you have a right to take over city property. And by the way, the idea that there was only one sign, that's probably because signs were taken down. And the idea of spitting on police officers, as numerous witnesses say happened, that's a serious thing in a pandemic, don't you think? It seems to me that it is. There's another issue that has come up regarding another sport, a sport that I think is far more American and worthy of respect, which is the sport of baseball, is even while the Washington no-names, the Washington shutdowns, are playing football, and actually they were looking pretty good for a playoff spot. Then they ran into the Seattle Seahawks this last Sunday, but that's the Washington team. It's supposed to be designated. Next year, the Cleveland Indians are going the same way, and the Cleveland Indians have been the Indians since 1915 for a long time. And they even have a connection that they say explains the Indian logo, because they had Louis Sakalexis, who was a member of the Penobscot tribe, who played for the previous franchise. They used to be called the Spiders. And now there's a new effort to try to bring back the name Spiders. Why? We will get to that, featured in a conservative publication, actually, and much more coming up on the MedVed Show.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
I'm not really lame, Doug. Just watch me. Just watch me. I've been saying this from the very beginning.
President-elect Joe Biden delivering remarks in Wilmington, Delaware. The former vice president also talking about his son Hunter and a possible investigation and a new attorney general.
But I guarantee you I'm going to do what I said. The attorney general of the United States of America is not the president's lawyer. I will appoint someone who I expect to enforce the law as the law is written. not guided by me.
A strong winter storm is moving across the country this week. The National Weather Service saying the storm will move from the northwest toward the central United States by Wednesday, bringing snow, thunderstorms, and heavy rain that may cause flooding in some areas. Avalanche warnings have been issued from Oregon to Montana for the next couple of days. This is USA Radio News.
Attention business owners body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged in a sense against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it. But only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly, fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.
Eating, working, living pain-free. These are things many of us take for granted. But for many adults with disabilities who are elderly or have serious medical issues, dental care is simply unaffordable. Dental Lifeline Network is looking for dentists who can change this. DLN is asking dentists and their teams to volunteer to just see one of the many patients in need. You can literally change a life. When you volunteer with DLN's donated dental services program to C1, you treat a pre-qualified patient in your office at your convenience. We handle the details so you can focus on the care. Lack of dental care can lead to the inability to have life-saving surgery, eat, or contribute to our community. If you are a dentist or know a dentist, please share this message. Will you see one? Visit willyouseeone.org to help change one life in your community today.
The always controversial mayor of New York. The one thing about Governor Cuomo, I said mayor of New York, is he's the governor, of course, is he's less controversial than Mayor de Blasio. They don't get along. But he gave his own statement for Christmas that is just so full of the joy of the season and the Christmas spirit. This is clip 11.
So, a healthy holiday, and I'm going to have a great one. Santa's going to be very good to me. I can tell. I worked hard this year.
Okay, so no lump of coal. Wow. And again, the idea of politicians praising themselves is one of those things that that I think may not always be the most effective strategy. It is an effective strategy, however, to try to remind voters how important some of these races are, and this is particularly true in Georgia. Ted Cruz, who was one of six Republicans in the U.S. Senate to vote no on the COVID-19 rescue bill that just passed both houses of Congress, it's going to be signed into law by President Trump. Ted Cruz spoke at a rally in Georgia for his two Republican colleagues, Senator Kelly Loeffler and Senator David Perdue. And here is what Senator Cruz had to say. This is 10A.
God bless the great state of Georgia. And God bless President Donald J. Trump. And the men and women gathered here
the eyes of America are on Georgia. It is not an exaggeration to say that this U.S. Senate race, these two U.S. Senate races here in Georgia, are the most important Senate races of our lifetime. All over the country, the forces that want to destroy this nation are focused on the state of Georgia. Because Georgia very likely will decide control of the U.S. Senate. And let me tell you, if God forbid we see a Majority Leader Chuck Schumer, the damage to the country would be indescribable.
Okay, the damage to the country would be indescribable. It does make it sound a little bit like a disaster movie. I honestly, if I were speaking to any politician, very much including Senator Cruz, I think we should retire the most important Senate race in our lifetime, because this is an important Senate race. I'm not saying that it's not. And it's one where, unfortunately, I think the Republicans are going to have to do something to maybe reconsider the way they're campaigning. And I'm not sure what exactly, but there is some polling indication that that things have shifted slightly in a Democratic direction. The most recent poll that was released this morning shows Kelly Loeffler losing by 7 points and David Perdue losing by 5 points. Now, that's not good. That may reflect the early voting. The early voting has been intense. There have been really record-breaking numbers of people who are coming out there in Georgia. But I think part of the problem here has to do with all of the backbiting that goes on in the Republican Party. And it's so unnecessary right now. It really is. There's this item that Trump campaign manager Bill Stepien, remember him, deputy campaign manager Justin Clark, and director of battleground strategy Nick Traynor are relaunching National Public Affairs. It's a political consulting shop that will aid Trump as he decides which 2022 races to engage in. And it is widely expected that he's going to be involved in the Georgia governor's race. Trump increasingly believes Governor Brian Kemp has not done enough to deliver him a victory or challenge the state's election results. Now sources close to the president and Republicans in Georgia say it is a foregone conclusion that Trump will help stand up a primary challenger to Kemp in 2022. Trump has also mentioned that he's looking forward to fundraising and campaigning against Kemp in Georgia. Okay, this is not helpful, because really there are people who like and admire Governor Kemp, who is a solid conservative, and basically was following the law and following his own colleague and elected Secretary of State. The Georgia Senate, a Survey USA Today poll for WXIA, a poll that concluded 2 days ago on December 20th, of 600 likely voters, showed that John Ossoff was leading David Perdue 51-46, and then it was worse than that in the Kelly Loeffler race. She was losing to Raphael Warnock 52-45. The hotline on political polling and prognostication says that previous polls have shown tighter margins between the candidates, with Republicans leading more often than not. However, a poll from Survey USA conducted at the end of November also showed Democrats ahead. In that poll, the special election spread was the same, but Ossoff's lead was slimmer. And there's an attack on Kelly Loeffler today in the New York Times, of course, and it's sad What it says is that she's wrong to describe herself as a farm girl, that her father was a very successful farmer. But you know what? You can see pictures of the place where she grew up on this farm in Illinois. And it is absolutely true that she is the wealthiest member of the U.S. Senate, and she's done very well as a business lady. Her husband, who's head of the New York Stock Exchange, has done very well as a businessman. They don't have children. They're workaholics. Everyone agrees who you talk to them about how hard Senator Loeffler works for the people of Georgia. And for her to be caught up in this particular race, where she's well qualified, she is working hard for the people, she is a mainstream Republican, and it just seems to me deserving of support. And way beyond the questions about overturning the electoral votes in Georgia, which is just such a waste of time right now. Speaking of divisions within a party, there's even a division within a political gang. Which political gang? The Squad. Another member of the Squad has dared to attack Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, AOC, the de facto leader of that little group in Congress. Why? Well, it has to do with an aspect of COVID-19 policy. We will get to that and get to why there is a desire to have the Cleveland Indians known as the Cleveland Spiders. It has nothing to do with Spider-Man. We will get to that and more on the Medved Show.
In a moment. Here's a special discount just for being a MedHead annual member. 50% off any download in the MedVid History Store. Join today at michaelmedved.com.
In this great holiday season, maybe you're wondering about what you can buy for a person that has everything. Well, how about donating on that person's behalf to a child who has nothing? Being a third world nation, Uganda was hit particularly hard with COVID-19 and lockdowns. There are literally millions of parents who are looking into a child's eyes and not being able to tell them where the next meal can come from. One of the places it can come from is a great humanitarian organization that I am proud to link with here. It is called Next Generation Ministries, and they are there to help provide food and medical needs, particularly for children and their mothers. Your gift of $10 can feed a hungry child for an entire week. $40 can feed a child for a month. $200 can feed a family of five people for a month. Click on the banner at our website for Next Generation Ministries. This is a great organization. Click on the banner at michaelmedved.com. That's michaelmedved.com. With Election Day now behind us, our economic and social problems, well, they're still here. And people are uncertain about the future, of course, with a nervous world economy and coronavirus numbers still rising. Well, wealth protection is more important than ever. I've bought gold, silver, and even platinum from my good friend and coin and bullion expert for over 40 years, Nick Rovich. Nick owns AmFed Coin and Bullion in Arizona, and he has over 25,000 long-term satisfied clients all across the United States and an A-plus rating from the Better Business Bureau. He's earned a reputation for honesty, for expertise, and for trust among his peers and his customers. He's a court-certified expert, and AmFed is the only company I trust in that unregulated coin and bullion industry. Whether you're interested in acquiring or selling rare coins or precious metals, call AmFed Coin and Bullion at 800-221-7694 or visit AmericanFederal.com, 800-221-7694, and learn more at AmericanFederal.com.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus.
That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net. To get our one-liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
It's a marshmallow world in the winter. When the snow comes to cover the ground, it's time for play. It's a whipped cream day. I wait for it to hold you round. Those are marshmallow clouds being friendly in the arms of the evergreen tree.
The fondly remembered Dean Martin, former Dino Crosetti, is... song A Marshmallow World. I'd never really thought of that as a Christmas song, but I guess it's seasonal. The one thing about Dean Martin that I was thinking about listening to his voice, he sings in such a way, he has a wonderful voice, of course, but he always sounds slightly inebriated, doesn't he? Just listen.
World made for sweet us. Take a walk with your favorite girl. It's a sugar date.
Okay, can we give him a little bit more liquid refreshment? I mean, what's so fascinating about Dean Martin is he had an entire career based on this image of lovable drunk, lovable lush. And apparently that was just part of his act. That's part of what he did. But... can you imagine? This is the same idea. It was used to be considered very glamorous to smoke. Today, I think the whole idea of alcoholism, alcohol abuse, being lovable, being an item of humor, is probably much less popular and much less acceptable. And you know what, given the fact that there are so many people who really do suffer, maybe that's appropriate. But still, A Marshmallow World is still kind of fun to hear. Okay, not A Marshmallow World. Things are getting to be hardball, not marshmallow. Within the squad, the New York Post reports that progressive Ilhan Omar over the weekend called it shameful that young, healthy lawmakers, such as her fellow squad member, Representative Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, are receiving the coronavirus vaccine before American seniors and frontline workers. The Minnesota congresswoman has joined a growing number of lawmakers who have vowed not to take the Pfizer miracle drug out of concerns they're jumping the line. Omar wrote on Sunday, "It's now clear that we don't have enough vaccines for everyone, and there's a shortage of supply. So we have to prioritize those who need it most. That's why it's disturbing to see members of Congress be the first to get vaccine while most frontline workers, elderly and infirm in our districts, wait." Now, there's background to this. Ilhan Omar's father passed away in June.
because of complications from COVID-19. So obviously she understands that it's a matter of life and death for older people and people with underlying morbidities, as they say. The message appears to be a clear shot at lawmakers like her fellow progressive, Ocasio-Cortez, writes the Post, who recorded herself receiving the vaccine live on Instagram on Friday and encouraged her millions of followers to ask questions. In a follow-up tweet, Omar said it was shameful that lawmakers were receiving the vaccine not because of their age, but because of their importance. Quote, "It would make sense if it was age, but unfortunately it's of importance and it's shameful. We are not more important than frontline workers, teachers, etc., who are making sacrifices every day, which is why I won't take it. People who need it most should get it, full stop." Okay, here's why, and it's true, I would hate to find something where I agree with Ilhan Omar. But I'm not sure I agree with her about this, because the one thing about Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez is for a lot of younger people who should get vaccinated eventually, and it's not just younger people, but she is a trendsetter. She is very glamorous. If you look at that video, and I watched it, of her sort of pulling down her sweater and getting vaccinated in her arm and talking to the camera, and she's so excited about it. Look, I think there is a reason, and it's worthwhile for Mike Pence and for Joe and Jill Biden and for the Surgeon General of the United States, Jerome Adams, for them all to be getting very publicly vaccinated, because we still have too many people who are afraid of this. And the idea that you may be, if you have the opportunity to get a vaccine, not to get it because you think you're jumping your place in line, I'm not sure that should be a profound concern. In any event, yesterday morning, former Democratic presidential candidate Tulsi Gabbard also blasted lawmakers, she said, for taking the coronavirus vaccine before American seniors, and she declared that she would not receive the vaccine until the elderly could. Okay, that's a reasonable position, of course. "I plan to take the vaccine, but will now stand in solidarity with our seniors by not doing so until they can. I urge my colleagues in Congress who are under the age of 65 and who are healthy to join me." I'm not sure that everybody is going to join her on everything. She actually had something to say in a video posted to social media about her lonely position. She was one of only two Democrats in the House, and that's where they have in the current House, I think it's 222. No, it's more than that. They have like 230 Democrats in the current House of Representatives, and only two of them, Tulsi Gabbard and Rashida Tlaib, another member of the squad, voted no on the stimulus bill. But here is why she said she voted against it. Listen.
"The central part of this bill was supposed to be about providing direct COVID relief to the American people who are struggling and who need help the most. This bill dished out hundreds of billions of dollars going towards special interests, going towards the military-industrial complex, going towards foreign countries, meanwhile saying, here's what's left for you. You get $600. I'll tell you, in Hawaii, that in most cases won't even cover 25% of your rent. It is an insult and a slap in the face to every single American in this country who is struggling because of this COVID pandemic, who is concerned about not being able to pay the rent, about eviction, about whether you'll have enough to buy groceries or medicine for yourself or your loved ones. This bill is a representation of the screwed up priorities of Washington."
Okay, again, the alternative to not passing the bill is would have been worse for the economy. It sort of been would have been worse for our political system. It also would have, and I think this is one of those things that Lindsey Graham acknowledged, and yes, he voted for the bill. It would have greatly damaged any chance of the Republicans holding the Senate in those Georgia runoffs. Meanwhile, I was talking about the Spiders. And will they really go back to the Cleveland Spiders? The Cleveland Spiders was the name of the baseball team before the they were named the Indians because the association with this member, the Penobscot tribe, Louis Sakalexis. Okay, they became the Indians in 1915. Up until they did become the Indians, they were the Spiders. I really don't know why. They had considered a bunch of alternate names, including the Colts, the Bucks, the Hustlers, the Grays, and even the Black Sox. This was before the Black Sox scandal, which was actually the White Sox team in 1919. Anyway, who knew this? The days of real baseball glory were those days before 1915, where from 1890 to 1950, apparently Cleveland had one of the best teams in baseball. Sakalexis' team was known as the Cleveland Spiders, and they were one of the dominant teams of their era. After some limited success in the American Association, a short-lived rival to the National League, the Spiders jumped to the National League in 1889. So, being conservatives, The Federalist, in a very interesting piece by Kyle Salmon, says they should go back to the Spiders. I don't know what else you can associate with Cleveland, Ohio. They used to have a team called the Cleveland Lakeshores. I'm not sure that's going to work, not in Cleveland or anywhere else in this greatest nation on God's green earth.
When you invest, what do you need? Investors need foresight and prediction so they can invest with confidence. Is the stock market going up and down? What about precious metals or Bitcoin? The stock market may be treading water right now, but now may be a more opportune time to invest in precious metals. Are gold and silver booming? What do you buy? Bullion? Mining stocks? Which ones? The cryptocurrency market is also advancing strongly, but which ones do you buy? John Truman Wolf, former banker and number one best-selling author, gives you the answers in his widely read newsletter, Strategic Financial Intelligence, available at strategicfinancialintelligence.com. Wolf called the breakout of the gold market and the breakout of the silver market. He may not have a crystal ball, but his investment picks tell a story. Metals and digital currencies are on the move. Don't miss out. Go to strategicfinancialintelligence.com and get the Strategic Financial Intelligence newsletter today. strategicfinancialintelligence.com.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.